This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Well, the controversy continues over a Coca-Cola ad that aired during the Super Bowl. You know the one I'm talking about. At least you probably know the one I'm talking about. It featured the singing of America the Beautiful with a bunch of Americans from different races and ethnicities. And after it aired, a bunch of people took to Facebook and Twitter to express their outrage that, according to CBS Atlanta, and I've seen a little bit of that, but not very much, the company's official Facebook page was hit with comments after the spot aired during the Super Bowl, though some showed support for the diversity shown in the ad, many expressed displeasure. Quote, "Today we are throwing away all of our Coca-Cola products and replacing them with Faygo." Never heard of Faygo. The Facebook page for the Tri-County Congregational Church in St. Cloud, Minnesota wrote, "Faygo represents Christian values and follows the Constitution. Mexicans singing the national anthem is an abomination," which I guess the church there in St. Cloud, Minnesota thinks America the Beautiful is the national anthem. Different Facebook users got online, different Twitter users got online to express outrage at the commercial. Personally, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. I don't know about you, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's Coca-Cola airing an ad. They know that a bunch of different people who speak English and not English really like their product. They're, in my opinion, they're more pandering to a bunch of different ethnicities and races than trying to make a statement about the United States and that the United States somehow needs to speak a bunch of different languages and we need to allow it. I don't really view it as a political ad. I mean, look, maybe it was. Maybe they were trying to make a political statement, but the United States is a melting pot. We are a nation of immigrants. Now, we can have a debate over whether there needs to be a national language, whether or not English should be the national language. That's fine. We can have that debate. I just don't think Coca-Cola was trying to go there. I think Coca-Cola was trying to do what every other person out there was trying to do during the Super Bowl, at least every other advertiser, and that would be making a name for yourself. And they certainly did that. I don't think people are going to be throwing away their Coca-Cola products. Maybe the church in St. Cloud, Minnesota that thinks America the Beautiful is somehow the national anthem. Maybe they will throw away their Coca-Cola products, but they're a little too dumb to know, to do anything different. Look, folks, if you want to be offended by this, I guess you can go ahead and be offended. My personal view on this, I don't have a problem with it. I think most of the folks who are offended by this are the same, they're the same people as those on the left who walk around being offended whenever they see a church. They want to be offended. They want so hard to be offended. Folks, get over it. There are other things that conservatives, Tea Partiers, Democrats, Americans, liberals, there are other things that we can truly be offended about. A Coca-Cola ad is not something that we really need to waste our time on. It's not something we need to waste our time being offended about. How about we be offended about how this government, well, really treats jobs and job creators in this country? How about we be offended about how many people are out of work and have stopped looking for work? How about we spend our time being offended about a government and about an administration that goes ahead and goes around Congress in order to get things done whenever they see fit? Why don't we be offended about that? That is something we can concentrate on. That is something we can concentrate our anger about. Folks, if you want to be offended by Coca-Cola and the ad with a bunch of people singing America the Beautiful, okay. But you know what? I respect Coca-Cola for this part. They didn't edit out the word God, and there are some people that were probably offended that the word God was mentioned during the Super Bowl ad. In fact, I think there was at least one or two other ads that had the word God in it. To me, I think it's all pretty good. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com and with the Radio Pup app. download the Radio Pup app absolutely free, and you can listen to my show and KFYO programming absolutely free. This has been One More Round.